This is Audible.
Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Borderline Personality Disorder for Dummies by Charles H. Eliot and Laura L. Smith. Narrated by Susie Alphons. Introduction. Sometimes we watch a news show that features a daily commentary called Worst Person in the World. During this segment, the reporter chooses a few people who've said or done something that he thinks deserves his haughty contempt. Not so long ago, many mental health professionals may have labeled people with borderline personality disorder, BPD, as worst patients in the world. Until recently, no one knew which treatments really help people with BPD. Furthermore, people with BPD are incredibly scary to treat because they tend to have a lot of rage directed at themselves, the people they care about, the world, and even their doctors and therapists. Borderline rage can occur anywhere and anytime. Mental health professionals want to protect and help their clients, but people with BPD are hard to keep safe and frequently block therapists' best efforts. In fact, about 75% of people who have BPD hurt themselves in some way, and 1 out of 10 succeeds in suicide. On the other hand, if you're lucky enough to treat, know, or care about someone with BPD, you may want to consider that person one of the best people in the world. People with BPD can be highly intelligent, enthusiastic, and kind. Some therapists find that persistent effort over time results in a surprisingly gratifying metamorphosis in their patients with BPD. The contrast between the good and bad in a person with BPD is like the contrast between black and white. Or, as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said about the girl with the curl in the middle of her forehead, when she was good, she was very good indeed, but when she was bad, she was horrid. About this book. If you or someone you care about suffers from BPD, we appreciate the challenges and painful obstacles you face. The purpose of this book is to provide a comprehensive look at the symptoms, causes, and treatment of BPD. We strive to help people who have BPD and the people who care about them gain understanding about this complicated mental illness. Because treating BPD requires professional intervention, this book isn't designed as a standalone self-help program. However, you can certainly use it as an adjunct to psychotherapy. We share the belief with other professionals that clients benefit from being informed about their disorders, the suspected causes, and the treatments that work. An important message to our listeners. People with BPD often have greatly heightened sensitivity to criticism and disapproval. Thus, we're aware that a few of you are likely to take offense to the For Dummies part of this book's title. From time to time, people approach us and express concern about the meaning of For Dummies. We understand the concern. Borderline Personality Disorder for Dummies is our 6th psychology book in the For Dummies series. Our intent is to produce books that cover topics that an intelligent audience wants to know about without all the jargon and the technicalities. Thus, we humbly offer you a clear, comprehensive overview of BPD. We vow to make this coverage serious and in-depth. Conventions used in this book. We believe that stories and examples provide the best way to convey many ideas. Therefore, we use a lot of examples to illustrate our points throughout this book. The stories and cases we describe here represent composites of people with BPD whom we've known in our personal lives as well as in our practices. However, none of these stories depicts a true, recognizable portrayal of a specific person. Any resemblance to a specific person, alive or deceased, is completely coincidental. We emphasize the names of the individuals affected by BPD in each story the first time they appear to highlight that a case example is unfolding. Borderline personality disorder is a bit of a mouthful, so we shorten the term to BPD throughout this book. In addition, we often use phrases like most people with BPD or people with BPD generally do this or that. We absolutely realize that BPD plays out differently in each person. In some ways, there's no such thing as typical or most in the BPD world. However, we'd need another 1,000 pages to thoroughly discuss each variant and permutation involved in BPD. See Chapter 3 for a discussion of the many symptom constellations of BPD. So, just to be clear, we don't mean everyone who has BPD every time we say most. If you're using this book in collaboration with a therapist, we suggest that you take notes and write out your responses to the exercises we provide, whether on your computer, BlackBerry, or iPhone, or in an old-fashioned notebook. You probably also want to password protect or guard your material because, after all, your notes are for you and your therapist and no one else. What you're not to hear. We stuff this book with loads of information about BPD, and we lay it out so you can pick and choose what to listen to in any order you like. Sidebars contain information about interesting studies or other stuff that we think is intriguing, but in truth, not critical for understanding the material in the rest of the chapter. Sections marked as technical stuff are similar to sidebars, but they relate specifically to the discussion in the chapter they appear in. You can skip those too if you want. Foolish assumptions. We're going to take a wild guess here and assume that most people who listen to this book are interested in BPD. That interest may stem from your own emotional issues, or you may have concerns for someone you care about who has BPD-like symptoms. On the other hand, you may be a professional who's looking for some accessible information that you can pass along to your clients. Or maybe you want a few hints about dealing with difficult therapeutic issues. You may also be a student of psychology, counseling, social work, or psychiatry, looking for a clear introduction to this complex problem. How this book is organized. We divide Borderline Personality Disorder for Dummies into 7 parts with 28 chapters. Here's a brief overview of each part. Part 1. Mapping the boundaries of borderline personality disorder. Part 1 introduces you to the notion of personality and its connection to BPD. Chapter 2 takes a close look at the characteristics that make up a healthy versus an unhealthy personality. Chapter 3 provides an overview of the symptoms of BPD compared to the symptoms of other types of personality disorders, such as paranoid, narcissistic, and obsessive-compulsive personality disorders. We also discuss some of the other emotional problems that often accompany BPD. Chapter 4 describes the cultural, biological, and psychological causes of BPD. Part 2. Taking note of the major BPD symptoms. The 6 chapters in this part explore the major areas of dysfunction associated with BPD. Impulsivity, emotional dysregulation, identity problems, relationship conflicts, thinking styles, and difficulties in perception. This material helps you more fully appreciate the magnitude of the issues that people with BPD must deal with in their everyday lives. If you have BPD, this understanding can help you identify the key areas of your life that you may need to work on. If you care about someone who has BPD, this in-depth exploration can clear up the confusion you've probably been experiencing for a long time. Part 3. Making the choice to change. Part 3 prepares you for treating or dealing with BPD. People with BPD and their loved ones need to know what treatments are available and which ones mental health professionals have found to be effective. Chapter 11 reviews the type of BPD treatment and the various mental health professionals available to provide these treatments. Chapter 12 describes the common obstacles that people must overcome before engaging in treatment. Chapter 13 illustrates how to explain BPD to other people and helps you decide just how much you want to reveal to whom. Chapter 14 looks at keeping physically healthy during the treatment process. Part 4. Treatments for BPD. In this part, we draw from various treatment strategies that professionals have found to be effective for BPD and apply them to the core areas of dysfunction that people with BPD exhibit. Chapter 15 discusses how to address problems associated with impulsivity, including self-harm and risk-taking. Chapter 16 shows various strategies for improving your ability to regulate out-of-control emotions. Chapter 17 reviews ways to develop a clear sense of identity. Chapter 18 takes a look at how people with BPD can improve their abilities to put themselves in other people's shoes. Chapter 19 provides ways to form more adaptive states of mind and new types of thinking. Finally, Chapter 20 discusses some of the medication options associated with treating BPD. Part 5. Advice for people who care. This part is for people who encounter others who have BPD. Chapter 21 tells partners how to set limits and relate more effectively to the ones they care about who have BPD. Chapter 22 speaks to people who have friends with BPD. Chapter 23 discusses what parents who may have adolescents with emerging BPD can do and what they need to look for in their kids. Chapter 24 talks to adults who grew up with BPD parents and attempts to show them how to relate and better understand their parents. Finally, Chapter 25 talks to mental health professionals who treat people with BPD. Part 6, the part of tens. This part gives you some quick tips on calming hot emotions. We also tell you 10 ways to say you're sorry. Finally, we list 10 things not to do when you're trying to overcome your BPD. Icons used in this book. Tip. This icon appears to alert you to a specific insight or strategy for dealing with BPD. Warning. This icon warns you about possible pitfalls or dangers that you need to be on the lookout for. Remember, this icon highlights the takeaway message. Pay attention to paragraphs marked with this icon. Technical stuff. This icon marks stuff that you don't have to listen to unless you're interested. We provide a little extra explanation next to this icon for those of you who like to delve into the discussion a little more. Where to go from here? We intend Borderline Personality Disorder for Dummies to provide a comprehensive overview of this complex emotional and behavioral problem. Most listeners without BPD will find that this information helps them to better understand the problem and to know how to relate to people with BPD better than they did before. People in close relationships with people who have BPD may find that a therapist can provide additional support. If you have BPD, this book will help you better understand yourself and the people you care about. However, we strongly recommend that you also enlist the help of a mental health professional who is trained in treating BPD. BPD is one problem you don't want to deal with on your own. If you're a therapist, this book can help you spot people with BPD more quickly and set better boundaries when you're treating them. However, if you're new to the treatment of BPD, you'll definitely want additional training and education about this disorder.